trusting arms, leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms, leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms.
You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and it gives light to the whole house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Well, good morning, you beloved community of God. Welcome to Southwest Central Church of Christ. So glad that you've chosen to be with us today. My name is Steve Sargent, and I am the minister here. And you have names as well. So for a moment or two, let's stand, let's greet one another, let's shake hands, let's give hugs, let's share names if you need to. Let's do that, and I will get back up here and continue our welcome. All right, thank you. By our being together this morning through our songs and readings and hearings and silences, come also to worship. Bring your praise and your honor. Worship how you are moved today. Sing loud if you would like, or quiet. Raise your hands, or don't. And may today give you encouragement and courage that you need to go forth from here. Our call to worship, which leads us into our songs, which Brent will lead, it comes from Psalm 33. Would you stand again, please? Would you receive this as our call to worship? Let's remain standing for the three songs and the Lord's Prayer to follow. Psalm 33. Sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. It is fitting for the upright to praise him. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make music to him on a 10-string lyre. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully and shout for joy. For the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all he does. The Lord loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of his unfailing love.
We will glorify the King of Kings. We will glorify the Lamb. We will glorify the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am. Lord Jehovah reigns in majesty. We will bow before his throne. We will worship him in righteousness. We will worship him alone. He is Lord of heaven, Lord of earth. He is Lord of all who live. He is Lord above the universe. All praise to him we give. Alleluia to the King of Kings. Alleluia to the Lamb. Alleluia to the Lord of who is the great I am. The joy of the Lord will be my strength. I will not falter, I will not faint. He is my shepherd, I am not afraid. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord will be my strength. He will uphold me all of my days. I am surrounded by mercy and grace. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord will be my strength. I will not waver walking by faith. He will be strong to deliver me safe. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength. As your children gather in peace, all the angels sing in heaven. In your temple, all that I seek is to glimpse your holy presence. All the heavens cannot hold you, Lord, how much less to dwell in me. I can only make my one desire, holding on to thee. All the angels exalt you on high, what a kingdom to depart. But you left your throne in the sky just to live inside my heart. All the heavens cannot hold you, Lord, how much less to dwell in me. I can only make my one desire, holding on to thee. All the heavens cannot hold you, Lord, how much less to dwell in me. I can only make my one desire, holding on to
as our Lord taught us, let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. All around the neighborhood, I'm gonna let it shine. All around the neighborhood, I'm gonna let it shine. All around the neighborhood, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, no, I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, no, I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, no, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Be seated.
You've got those hand motions down. Nice job. I won't get up here every time to do this, but last week I said that instead of a communal declaration, a reading that we all speak aloud during this Matthew series that we're in, we'll instead have a time of silence after hearing. We are aiming to increase our capacity to listen. Once the text for the morning is read, we will sit in silence for a period of time, inviting the word that was spoken to slowly move from our head to our hearts. We'll give it enough time to do so. We're asking, what might God's Spirit stir within us? After a time of silence, I will get back up and we'll continue. So let's do that now. Brian, come read our text for today, please.
From Matthew 5, you are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. Truly I tell you, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished. Anyone who sets aside one of the least of these commands and teaches others accordingly will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever practices and teaches these commands will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven.
All right, our Roots friends, if you would like to join that table today, there's Miss Brandy and Miss Ellery. You can join them and be a part of that group back there. Thanks, as always, for being a part of our congregation. Thank you, Brent, for leading so well today. Brian, thank you for reading our text for the morning. Let's pray together, please. O God, you are our God, and earnestly we seek you. Would you pour forth through me now the gift of preaching? Give us eyes to hear, eyes to see, rather, and ears to hear. For it's through Christ we pray and do all things. Amen. Last Sunday, we began our new series in Matthew that will take us to the end of November, which, as always, will be here before we know it. The first two of these 6 months, we are giving our direct attention to the Sermon on the Mount, a stunning collection of Jesus' teachings. He climbed a hill, his four disciples joined him, and curious onlookers and onhearers linger at the edges. As we learned last week, the first utterances out of Jesus' mouth up here are blessings. Before we go any further, know this. You, my friends, are blessed. You who are poor in spirit, you are blessed. You who are gentle and meek, blessed. You who have an appetite for justice, blessed. This morning, Jesus wraps up the Beatitudes and transitions to what is next with a double declaration. You, meaning y'all, are the salt of the earth. You, meaning y'all, are the light of the world. The disciples who hear that may be surprised or shocked at such a declaration. Remember, it's only four at this point: Peter, James, Andrew, and John. Not much to go on. The crowd to the sides might chuckle a bit, knowing that seasoning is fairly hard to come by in this occupied world. But Jesus is quite serious. You are salt. You are light. When flavor is in short supply, your blessedness infuses spice into hearts and minds of those around you. Your blessedness provides a distinct taste of the kingdom of heaven and the reign of God, leaving others wanting more. But if salt loses its saltiness, its main purpose, how will it get it back? Might as well throw it out with the garbage. Equally, you are a light that blazes and glows. You are not out to blind anyone with flashiness, but you are rather a candle that draws people in and guides the way forward. That radiance is a Pentecost reminder of the Spirit who nimbly perches on your shoulder, that holy spark that makes all things new. Did you know that your light brings out the God colors in the world? Because it does. Your shine reveals an array of divine shades and pigments, God colors everywhere. Though your light can admittedly dim at times and even be a burden to carry now and then, you seem to find the strength to lift it up and keep going as if someone else is showing you how. But if you hide your light, what good does that do? Your light is not for you alone. That would be selfish. Put your light in the middle of the house and let it warm up the entire room. I have often made the mistake of just saying salt and light. You are salt, you are light. But I too easily leave out the third part. It is salt, light, deeds. It is a threefold teaching. Salt, light, deeds, or works, or action, or Christ-centric behaviors. This is how your faith expresses itself through actions of love. What you do matters. How you speak matters. Whose feet you kneel before and wash matters. Who you welcome to your table or to your church services, it matters. Let people see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. You might feel a bit of tension here. Let people see your good deeds. Isn't that a bit showy? Later in the sermon, we will hear how Jesus says not to let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Work in secret. But for now, let's make sure you hear you are salt and you are light as descriptive. Jesus is saying, this is already who you are. He is pointing out what God's blessed people do. We are simply to allow our primary essence to be made evident. So let people see your good deeds and let them glorify God. None of this is about you. I am not a professional photographer by any stretch of the imagination, but I do recognize a good shot when I see one. Unless you count the ocean, I don't have any pictures where salt is the focus, but I do have pictures of light. I enjoy taking pictures where light dances upon a scene, where shadows have their way on the landscape, where sunbeams stream through windows, or where fog wrecks havoc. I like converting my shots into black and white to see what happens. Can I share with you some of my favorite light photos I've taken? I'm going to anyway. So here we go. Here's some of them. Those were baskets on the left side I found over in California last year, shining upon the wall. I'm not quite sure what this is on the right. This is near Charleston, South Carolina. Something to do with boats, I'm sure. Does anybody know what that is? A drawbridge, that's kind of what I'm thinking, but didn't know where it went. I love that picture. I love these. That's Zion National Park on the left, top of Angel's Landing Trail. On the right is a flower from North Cascades National Park. Cora is my favorite subject to shoot. This is on the left, a rainy day in Galveston. We stopped to eat somewhere and they had these little walkways, little boat slips, and Cora walked out with the umbrella. On the right, I love this one, Cora's light shining right on a crab that she tried to catch with that little shovel. This is upstairs where the Roots Room used to be. Change it to black and white. This is the beginning of COVID. Cora was doing school on an iPad right next to me where I was trying to write a sermon. This is close to where we used to live after our house got flooded. A foggy day, swing hanging down from the tree. One of my favorite in this building. I came in here one late morning, and this is the scene that I saw right there. Digital photographs are not the only pictures of light I have. I have pictures of light that once upon a time pinned themselves on my brain before loosening up and making their way to my heart. I have lots of those pictures residing within me, many of them with you as the focal point, with your great works of faith shining bright. I'm going to share quite a few in just a bit, but as I speak, would you please think, who else comes to mind for me, meaning you? Who comes to your mind as I speak? Who do you think of regarding the light of the world? I have a picture of Nelson Beckett in my mind. Every single Sunday, he brings with him three of our dearest family members, Craig, Chad, and Jason, picks them up, drives them here. You may remember that Jason got baptized a few months ago. Nelson letting his light shine. I have this picture of Layla Beseda in my mind. Two Sundays ago, if you were here, you remember she read on Pentecost Sunday. She read in French. But before that, I visited her at her house. She welcomed me inside with great joy, she always does. I handed her the Arabic version of Acts 2 to read, and I wish you could have seen it. Her eyes danced wildly as she did, matched in wonder only by the enthusiastic gestures of her hands as she spoke in her native language. Layla, letting her light shine. I think of Brittany Easter. Brittany is a teacher in a classroom full of beloved children. Many of those beloved children have significant challenges in their lives. And Brittany, by grace, wears a dozen hats of service and goodness every single day. Those kids adore her. Brittany, letting her light shine. Chuck Edmonds. Chuck, though retired from the healthcare world, has been a resource for me numerous times. He has permitted me to ask him questions on behalf of folks who needed help. Often he ended up helping those persons directly, making the phone calls himself, setting up meetings to get their medical care going. Chuck, letting his light shine. I have this picture of Reggie Gibbs, who is not here today, according to DeAndre. Reggie, although already tall in structure, has grown tremendously in the last 15 years that I've known him, his character, his heart, his hopes. Along with Deborah, his wife, each of their children, now adults, have come through this church and seeds of mercy have been planted so deep within them. Also, Reggie is not shy in telling me that he loves me. Reggie, letting his light shine. I think of Carol Green. Carol has opened her home several times to family members of a certain minister who needed a place to stay. And not just that, she has put hospitality and generosity into motion, which in my book is a pretty accurate snapshot of Jesus. Carol, letting her light shine. A picture of Don Henson stays with me. One time at a trunk or treat event, I watched as she set up a booth in a sunny parking lot, and then for two straight hours from her chair, welcomed child after child after a hungry teenager with a craving for chocolate, after child, and it did not matter if they passed through one time or eight, Dawn would not turn them away, not for anything, until finally she had nothing left to give. Dawn, letting her light shine. Mercy's picture is in my mind too. Mercy, you have probably noticed, blesses with her hands. Every time I have seen her pray, either in these services like this one or marching around the church building or in the prayer room or over me, her hands move. Mostly in an upturned position, entrusting to God what she is praying about with her entire being. It's like she believes that God says what God says God will do. I want to pray like that. Mercy, letting her light shine. I think of Caleb McDaniel. Caleb's immense talent and giftedness, which many see, are far surpassed by his humility and his compassion, which many also see. Thanks be to God. Caleb, letting his light shine. Charles Powell does too. Charles, whose mother taught him many things, took those things and taught many young people in a school setting to go and do likewise. You can see with your heart. You can see with your ears if you let them. Charles, letting his light shine. I think of Peggy Sampson, who when she sings as if nobody is watching but God, as if she is one of the choir angels herself, which, of course, she is. Her music gives her the courage to speak with people on the bus about their lives and about Jesus and say things like, "I will pray for you," and mean it. Peggy, letting her light shine. How can I not think of Chelsea Sargent? One time she shared with me a story of a nameless client who I know nothing about and never will. That client told Chelsea that when they think of a physical place where they have seen God, it is Chelsea's office that comes to mind. Chelsea, letting her light shine. I think of Beverly Thetford. She might not care. She probably does not care much for me saying this. But since we are glorifying our Father in heaven and not one another, I can say that I have watched Beverly serve behind the scenes in more ways than I can possibly count. Stuff that you will never know about. And then, in humbleness, say to me, "Let me know what else you might need." Beverly, letting her light shine. Alex Vaughn, his picture is in my mind, too. He's a soft yet fierce advocate for the least of these. Alex will choose every time to protect a person or a people who are vulnerable. It doesn't matter if they are hungry or thirsty or sick or in prison or trans or lonely. His heart will turn. A few weeks ago, I watched as his daughter Megan ran up to him in the hallway and latched onto one of his legs. And I thought, Alex, letting his light shine. My newest picture of light came just this past week with Hermet Ward, whom I had lunch with. And if you have not yet met Bill or Hermet, you must. They are neat people. Hermet works with a nonprofit here in town that empowers persons in poverty to secure housing, achieve sustainability, and achieve stability and move towards sustainability. I read that off your website. I got a full behind-the-scenes tour of the place, and let me tell you, Hermet, letting her light shine. I think of my young friend Luke Waltman. He and his brother and his sister go to the same school as my daughter, so I've gotten to see this picture many times. Luke walking to school from his house with Lily on one side, Oscar on the other. As a middle child like me, I know there is a quiet sweetness in being the one to bridge the age gap, able to love your siblings from the center. Luke, though he may not have the language for it now, does that so well. Luke, letting his light shine. And as a final picture for now, I have in mind Stephanie Watson. Stephanie, as some of you know, was a senior in high school when I first came here. And now she's a woman established in her accounting field. And I can confidently say that she treats her colleagues and her clients with respect and consideration, even if that may not always be reciprocated back. Stephanie, letting her light shine. I, of course, could go on and on, naming more names and sharing more pictures, but I would like to give you a chance. You have had time to consider, maybe someone popped in your mind. Who is light? Who have you seen? No long monologues, please. A name in two sentences is just right. For a minute or two, would some of you share maybe who you have thought about as I have spoken? Charles?
There's this young man named Steve. One day he walked up to me and he said, "Charles, I don't have any cash, but there's a lady here who needs help." I reached for my wallet, I gave him $100, and stood there as if to say, "That's not enough."
Thank you, Charles.
By example.
Thank you.
Each
right. Thank you. Another few. Yes, Larry.
Ruth Noel constantly amazes me. There isn't a situation that I have been in that I have not seen her be able to come in and take control and see that the right thing is done. She is gifted in serving people and seeing that that things happen right.
Right.
Her light shines constantly in that.
Yes. Ruth Noel, very good. Maybe another one or two. Yes, Judy. Yes, Andrea Engel, agreed. Maybe one more. Yes, Ken.
Larry Watson. He's an inspiration. He's a tremendous inspiration.
Yes.
Thank you, Larry.
Right, Larry. Thank you. You could come up with more, and I would love to hear some of those from you, so share those with me later. If you are online on Facebook, feel free to type those in. I will go back through those comments and check those out later. The beforehand beatitude blessings from Jesus to you creates blessings for others. They guide us to reach deeper, to do better, to seek the face of God in all that we meet. God wills well-being in this world. Who around you needs well-being? Who is not whole, is cracked and hurt? Where is shalom not yet realized? Shine. God mandates justice for the vulnerable. Who around you is vulnerable? Who is left in danger because of recent laws? Who is susceptible to getting lost into the system? Shine. God desires mercy and compassion. Who needs forgiveness? Grace, good news, kindness? Shine. We will close like this. When it comes to salt and light and deeds, like what we've been talking about thus far, there has got to be some kind of affirmation that moves past our own inclinations. In other words, we flavor and gleam and act in ways different than our predispositions might have us to do. In ways different than perhaps we've been taught to do, even. You can't be salt if you have lost your saltiness. You cannot shine if you hide under a bowl with those, with just those who agree with you. You cannot do good deeds if you don't do them. If you live this salt, light, deed way, or if a congregation decides that Jesus is quite serious, you might be accused of things like works over grace, or not following the Bible, or not obeying God. Jesus and his disciples were accused of such things too, charged, conceivably, with wanting to abolish the Torah and the prophets, reneging on everything that the Hebrew Scriptures said. But Jesus is not out to destroy them or desecrate them. He doesn't aim to dismiss the Bible. He is fulfilling it, which means that he is teasing out the full implications of what the Torah and the prophets have been saying all along. Nothing in there will be removed, not the dot of an I or a cross of a T. Steve Sandifer will talk about that more next Sunday. Instead of crossing anything out of the Scriptures, Jesus will ground himself and his teachings in them, knowing that the human condition is at stake. He will keep his eyes on the kingdom of heaven, for there, he knows, life is found. As he does so, we will follow his lead and do the same. As a dying to self church, we can then sense that the reign of God is already in our midst as we bless the world with beatitude living. Therefore, take someone from here to lunch soon. Invite 3 or 4 people over to your apartment for a meal. Check on your neighbor. Discover who is vulnerable and honor them somehow. You will figure it out. The name of Jesus may be spoken. It may not. But you will know that the kingdom of heaven is near because you see it. And perhaps they will too. All glory and praise be to God. And together we can say or we can type, amen. Let's stand as we worship in song together.
One that's never been me. Everyone needs forgiveness, kindness of a Savior. Of nations, Savior, he can move. Save, he is mighty to save, forever author of salvation. Heroes and conquered the grave, Jesus conquered the grave. Take me as you find me, all my fears and failures. Fill in my life again. I give my life to follow everything I believe in. Now I surrender. Savior, he can move the mountain. My God is mighty to save, he is mighty to save, forever author of salvation. Heroes and conquered the grave, Jesus conquered the grave. As Savior, he can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save, he is mighty to save, forever author of salvation. Heroes and conquered the grave, Jesus conquered the grave.
Let's be seated.
Whenever you eat or drink, Jesus once said, remember me. Here we are, about to eat and drink. Let us remember him. In a few hours, unless you are fasting, you will eat and drink again. Let us remember him then. For in our remembering, we become grateful for what Christ has done and how Christ's Spirit continues on in us. As we eat and drink together, as we typically do, I'm going to ask for a couple of folks to help me share the bread and the cup with the congregation at large. If you would like to do that, you can come forward after I pray and we will share this meal together. Let's pray, please. Christ, we do all adore thee. We give you thanks for this morning. We give you thanks for the way that your light shines through us, to each other, to our neighborhood, and to the world. We pray for more of that. We believe that Jesus is the one who showed us the way how to do it. And now we also believe and trust that Jesus is with us and among us, for we see it not only in each other, but also a bit of bread and a bit of juice. Thank you for giving us eyes to see and ears to hear. For it's through Christ we pray. Amen. King, I'll just stay on the green microphone. We're going to do our offering in just a little bit, so y'all can have a seat first. I appreciate the enthusiasm. Thank you for that. We do have our offering today. This is to help contribute just to the works that goes on among us. So give and give generously, please. We also have today that we will receive at the same time our missions love offering. So these are two different, but they will all go into the same offering tray. Our missions love offering, of course, is something that we do twice a year to bless our missions partners, Glenn Langston over on the left and Reggie Hiller, who serve in salt and light ways around this world, and we get to help contribute to the work that goes on among them. So I want to read a couple of things, one about Glenn and then also one about Reggie. They both sent letters to me, emails to me rather, about giving their blessing and their honor to you for the ways that we have supported their work, their mission for quite some time. So I want to read both of those. If you are not on either of their newsletters, you can connect with King, and he will make sure that you get those either in digital form or in print form. But I want to read both of their letters to you of what they said, and then I will pray, and then Glenn and Larry, y'all can walk around, please. Thank you. So we'll start with Glenn. Glenn, as most of you know, ministers around the world to those who are visually impaired. This is his letter to you. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ at the Southwest Central Congregation, I truly enjoyed my visit in April, both the service and the class discussion. The Southwest Central Church is so dear to Anne and to me. It has been hard to believe that your prayers and support have been a critical part of this ministry since December 1971. Many lives have been changed as people in various nations have come to our Lord due to your prayers and concern. From our viewpoint, the words thank you just don't sufficiently express our appreciation for the deep love and support that you have given to the outreach to the blind and sight impaired in our world. Because of your love, what a great phrase, because of your love, between 800 to 900 people have been baptized into Christ in many nations since the ministry began. We pray for you often, and we ask our Lord to bless and to guide each of you. May he give you the peace that only he can give. In Christ our Lord, with thanks, Glenn and Ann Langston. I forgot to put these two pictures up. That is, I believe that's in India, where persons who are sight impaired or blind are receiving the audio Bibles, and there on the right, I love that picture of a person who is sight impaired embracing with Glenn. For Reggie, that is Reggie up in the top left corner with her son, and I know those are pretty small, but on the right and on the bottom are different groups that she meets with. This is her church, refugees from around the world that gather in Austria with her. So here is Reggie's letter to you. Dearest church family at Southwest Central, we really do appreciate your blessing our refugee ministry, and I'm most happy to report that Shahrir, now my friend who fled from Iran about 3 months ago, has made the decision to put our Lord on in baptism this upcoming Sunday, June 11th, which is today. I'm sure that she will post those things on Facebook later. If you do not follow her, you probably should. She's doing some great things. During my recent long visits to Bristol, United Kingdom, to look after my precious son, Eric, who has been hospitalized due to a severe mental breakdown, Shahrir kept in touch with me every single day to keep me and my son encouraged. Please both keep both my son and Shahrir in your prayers. Shahrir, our new brother in Christ, helped me survive this most difficult time of my life and continues to do so. A part of the mission's love offering will be used to help people like Shahrir with their lawyers to acquire permanent residence in Austria. He is already a most valuable worker in the Lord's vineyard, helping us with the Ukrainian refugees and cheering them up with his music. He is also writing new hymns in the Farsi language for our Farsi worship service. The mission's love offering will also be a blessing to me, since traveling back and forth between Vienna and Bristol is getting to be quite expensive, besides having to use a taxi to visit my son at the hospital every day. We love you dearly, and may God bless each and every one of you. Your sister in Christ, Reggie. Our prayer today is, I've asked Don Henson to write it. Don has a special relationship with both Glenn and Reggie. And as I pray her words, it is so closely to what we've preached about today. You didn't know exactly what I was going to preach about, and yet your words correspond to that so well. So thank you for that, Don. So after I pray, Larry and Glenn, please walk around. If you have any of those cards that I did not announce at the very beginning of the service, or if you have any offerings or mission love offerings, you can put those in this tray as always. Let's pray together, please. Dear Father, we come before you on behalf of your servants, Reggie Hiller and Glenn Langston. They work tirelessly, often sacrificing their own health and the needs of their families. They are aging, Father, and their bodies are rebelling. Yet they continue to put others before themselves. Bless them, Father. Bless their families and bless those that they are teaching. Bless them physically, spiritually, emotionally, and financially. Help them know that their work is not in vain. We pray for their health and their safety, and the same for their families. We pray also at this time for Reggie's son, Eric, who remains hospitalized. Give us insight, Lord, so we may better discern their needs. Open our hearts that we may freely give of our means, and by doing so, we may serve you by serving them. In the name of Jesus, amen. All right, as they are walking around, here are a couple of family matters to share with you. You see up on the screen that we continue to have our Wednesday night prayer gathering. If you would like to be a part of that, that goes on here in this building in the lobby, 7 p.m. on Wednesday. If you have any questions about that, Larry and Ruth, Jesse and Mercy are great contacts for that. A couple other things before I get to Bible class. Next Sunday, Chelsea and I are taking a group of our young people to camp in Abilene, Texas. Pray for us, please, as we go. We drive 6 hours with them to Abilene. We'll leave here around 8 o'clock in the morning, get there sometime around 3 or so, and they will spend a week on campus there for Learning to Lead, which is the upper elementary camp there at ACU. In your bulletins, you might see an address that you can send handwritten letters to our young friends. If you would like the names of those five, you can ask me, and I will text you, email you those names. And you can just put them all in one big envelope and send them on, and they will get there, and the staff there will share those with our young people. So I would encourage you to do that. You always do so well at that. My daughter, every time she's gone to camp, comes back with a thick stack of blessing card. So thank you. That is very meaningful, not only to them, but also to their parents. It doesn't look like it, but last night up until this morning, we had about 45 to 50 Rice University students sleeping where you are currently sitting. They were here from yesterday afternoon to about 9 o'clock this morning. They stayed here for the night and had a couple meetings in preparation for Camp Kesem, which I shared last week is a yearly camp for children whose parents have gone, have undergone cancer treatment or who have passed on because of cancer. So they spend a week with those children. They did not leave from here. They left from Rice University this year, but on Friday they will be back as their drop-off point, and family members will come and get them. So I'm so thankful that we have this space to be able to use in that way. All right, do you see Bible classes up on the screen? Pick one of these and be a part of it. These are great ways to connect with one another in a smaller setting. We would love for you to be a part of one. Before I give our benediction, our sending out, Jesse is going to come and pray over us, and I will come back up and do our sending out. Thank you, Jesse.
Good morning, everybody. I want to thank everybody for their support. I start a new chapter in Bo's Place, and the second part start July the 12th or 13th. But I want to think about what Pastor Steve was preaching. I want to give thanks to each and every one of y'all, and especially the Vaughn family and Jessica, because she stood on faith, God, blessed them with a double portion of twins. And, when you have that faith feel inside of you, it is so wonderful to be obedient. Every Wednesday night, we started this group on the phone. Now we start in person, and we march around this building. It'd be five of us, but, I'd be saying, well, let's do it, seven times, but I don't want to say nothing, but I just go along with the program, I was reading my Bible this morning, and it says in Psalms 91, it says something about the builder that the cornerstone, and you know what? This church is the cornerstone of this neighborhood. This church is the cornerstone of the next church that's to come, next door to us. We are so wonderful and blessed to have people in this neighborhood to come to church. We are so blessed that I seen a friend of mine, he's younger than me. I seen him on Facebook. The doctor don't even know what's the matter with him. They don't know what's going on, they don't know. And his sister say, pray. And I just keep on, texting him prayer that, you are here. I say, because God have a plan for you. The salt of the earth, like Pastor Steve said, I want to thank Mr. Don, Mr. Ken Henson. I want to thank Larry and his family. I want to thank the Vaughn family. I want to thank, the Walton family. I want to thank everybody because, without this place, the enemy tried to, destroy me so many times. But just like Pastor Chelsea preached 2 years ago, I guess, I don't know, I forgot, about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And so when she preached, everybody said, well, okay, he put in three people, but it's a fourth person in there. And the fourth person was, the Son of God, Jesus Christ. So with this in closing, I want to thank every one of y'all for being in my corner. I want to thank every one of y'all for lifting me up and for writing letters. And I am so blessed, that I get a chance to preach with Pastor Steve sometimes when he asks me. And I say, okay, cool, I don't know if it's next week, Friday, Father's Day, or a week after that, but I want to thank every father, for Father's Day, because, they have grandkids, and y'all raise them up right. They have kids, they raise them up right. So I want to thank you and everybody else. And thank you, Pastor Steve, for letting me have this time. God bless y'all.
Thank you, Jesse. We love you. We appreciate you. Thank you for sharing that. Would you stand, please? Would you receive this benediction as we are sent forth from here? May God, who shone in the life of Jesus, shine also in you and through you, that you may become beacons of truth and compassion, that all creation, including us, may come to glorify God. Amen. Go forth in peace and purpose. Thanks, Larry. Thank you, Stephanie.
Sorry, sir.
Yes, sir.
Did you bring the boxers?
I do not have them with me. I need to get those.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I did not bring them with me here. Because I'm just now with you. I will have them ready for you, okay?
So it's stay with